Hoshea Perek Beis Pasuk Hey. We have the children of Klal Yisrael and including Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda coming back together in the time of Mashiach. But first we have to set aside the cheap, flagrant way that we sell ourselves to other gods and that we are the lowest of the low, kind of gutter woman is the metaphor for us and how we've sold ourselves cheap. You have a chance at Olam Haba and you're ending up on the front cover of the New York Post? Is this really the way to go? Penafshitena Aruma. And we said before, fight with your mother to bring her back, to give her some kind of sense of self-respect again, to do tshuva, lest I strip her naked. I take off all her clothes. And nakedness can be something, again, that people go to the internet to go see. But sometimes it's something pathetic. When you see it, when you see somebody revealed for who they really are, all their imperfections, everything being shown to the world, it's humiliating. You want to cover the person up. You want to say, no, don't do that. It's shame, says Matsudas David. Mari Cross says, I'm going to strip her of her ornaments. Remember earlier in Yechezkel, we talked, and Yirmiyahu, we talked about Yisrael as a kala, all bedecked with all these jewels and beautiful clothing. And now what? Mitzaktiha, kiyom hivolda. I'll leave her, as we would say, naked like the day she was born. Rashi says that's talking about like I found her in Mitzrayim, where we said in Yechezkel, on the day you were born, you weren't worth anything. Nobody took pity on you. There was loathing of you. Abarbanel says we were like a young girl abandoned by parents, wallowing in her own blood, and adopted by a Kadosh Baruch who washes her and addresses her and brings her up and brings her to an Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, and we'll lose all those advantages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on us. That's going to be a repeating theme in this perek. V'samtiha chamid bor. I'll make her like a desert. Uncivilized. Uninhabited. Or she will be in the desert where there is no nourishment and no sustenance and she's just going to die alone and unmourned out there. V'shatiha k'eretz tziya. I will set her like an arid, dry land, Bahamitiha Vatsama, and I will cause her to die of thirst. So these are all metaphors not just for the woman, for Klal Yisrael being this barren wasteland, but also the environment of us being in a barren wasteland. For everything that we have always thought about the pleasures of Gullus, about the desires to assimilate into other nations. What has it gotten us? Where has it gotten us? I was reading a group that calls themselves Jews from Mamdani recently. And they're completely assimilated, and they're going after Eretz Yisrael for being the most evil regime in the world, rather than to talk about actual genocide that's been happening in Sudan for 12 years that nobody has anything to say about, and Nigeria, and forced rapes, and thousands of children being massacred every day. But that's okay, because that's not the Jews doing it, or being alleged to have done it. What good is assimilating into such a society that looks at us that way? We never learn. Vadas banel lo arachem, and I will not pity her children. Kivanez nunim hema. They are the children of harlotry. The children of a prostitute. Nobody blames them. It's their parents' sins that caused them to come into existence. But does anybody pity them? Not generally. They're like, ugh, they're low class. They're the gutter snipes, as they say. So the ones who follow in later generations, who follow the terrible practices of their fathers and mothers, to do avodah zarah, to practice idolatry, to be like everybody else, not to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesudas David says, I won't even have pity on the tzaddikim among them. So a minute ago, in the beginning of the parak, we were saying we were now going to be ruchama, but here Hashem is saying, until we do tshuva, there's no rachmanis to be had. Why? Zayin ki zonsa ima. Because their mother has cheated. Their mother has strayed. Their mother has committed znus. Completely filthy and shameful sexual passion without any greater meaning to it. Our bodies can do wonderful things, or our bodies can be used to do meaningless things. There's one great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Dudaya, was it? I don't remember his full name, who did all the degradations of the world, but in 1 minute earned Olam Haba and the title Rebbe, because he did tshuva by seeing deeply into the meaninglessness of everything he had done. And he calls out to the sun and the moon and the stars, help me. And they say, why should we? We've seen the terrible things you did. It's only his tshuva that can bring about that reversal and that incredible attainment. Rabbi Yehuda said, some people gain olam haba in a single moment. Some people work their whole lives and have a hard time getting there. Their mother has been mezana. Hovishu horasam. Hovisha horasam. The one who was hora them, the one who conceived them, behaved shamefully. And Mitzudas David, Atarg Nyonason, points out that their teachers are ashamed. We taught them do not steal, and they go out and steal. We taught them do not lend for interest, and they go out and lend for interest. How many people who do terrible things and end up in club-fed prison? How many Jews who do white-collar crimes? How many people who steal money on behalf of yeshivos? And they went to yeshiva, they had rabbeim. Is that what their rabbeim were raising them to learn? Hovisha horasam. So mora, like mora yoredeya, like mora halacha. Ki amra, because she said, what does she say? What do we say when we're in the grip of taiva? Elcha achare ma'ahavai. I will follow after my lovers. And this is a terrible example that comes up all through Trei Asar. As the idea of us as a straying woman who then runs after the guy she was cheating with. Nosne lachmi umeimai, the ones who gave me my bread and my water, tsamri ufishti, my wool, my flax, shamni, my oil, vishiku yoi, and my drinks. So we think that the lovers gave us everything. The lovers paid us money to lie with us. And now we say, let's follow them, because that's the source of all the money. That's how I make my money. The problem is, of course, they didn't give us any of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who gave us all of what we need to survive. The Radak, Abar Benel, Mitzudas David say that the lovers are the sun and the moon and the universe. So I've said this before, but how many scientists nowadays like to talk about the universe as if it's something conscious? The universe gave us the Big Bang. Chas v'shalom, we should say that it's God, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say that. So we say the universe. We worship the sun. And we remember in Yirmiyahu, we said we burned incense to the queen of heaven. That was a pasuk that really impressed me, that beautiful imagery. We poured libations to her. But we lack everything, Yirmiyahu said. We're just going to have sword and famine, because pouring libations to the sun is pouring them out to waste. So we go after our lovers, but they never respond, as we're going to see.